Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Oh, he can score shorthanded goals. He's got the puck. He feeds it through. Samuelson, tough angle, shot, scores! Oh, my goodness! Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
Oh, man.
Do you believe what you just saw from Matthias Samuelson?
That's going to be his seventh goal, and this is the best one.
That was great stuff from Dan and Rob. Matthias Samuelson getting it done. What a season this guy is having. Sealing the game shorthanded on a goal that who knows how it happened. Was he pulling away from the Ranger player there? The shot from the long angle or from the low angle, and he beats quick. 4-2 Buffalo, and then McLeod into the empty netter. 5-2 Buffalo, but that goal from Samuelson, his seventh of the year, second point of the night, is definitely our goal of the game tonight. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR as we welcome you here into the postgame. Brian Colziel with you. Thank you for being with us. And that moment there, I mean, what a swing of emotions. Buffalo's been in control for most of the game, and then Krebs takes the penalty. And there's plenty of time left because he goes 4 minutes there going for 4 minutes with the high-sticking double minor at 14:24. And, you know, the Rangers have talented players. Panarin, Zibanejad, you saw it on an earlier goal, and I'm thinking, here, can they pull this off? The Rangers at some point are probably going to pull their goalie. It's going to go to 6-on-4 for a while. And honestly, before the Rangers even before that thought like was complete in my head, I see Samuelson racing to the puck, getting to it, and then beating quick on a crazy angle to get his seventh of the year shorthanded 4-2. And, you know, I guess I shouldn't say it officially sealed it. It gave Buffalo a lot of comfort and confidence killing off that 4-minute power play by the Rangers with Krebs in the box. By the way, second straight game now in the third period. Thompson took a 4-minuter against Vancouver, and then Krebs tonight. They've got to be a little more careful with the stick. I know it sounds picky with them winning 12 of 13, but nevertheless, a 5-2 victory. Here's Matthias Samuelson live at MSG with Paul.
Matthias, did you see that room you had up top on that shot, or tell us about it?
Coming down the left side there, didn't really have anything. Obviously far side, so just tried to squeak it in short side.
How'd you guys get through that third period? The Rangers were coming at you guys. I think they had the first 11 shots, but you prevailed at the end. How did you guys get through that?
Yeah, they definitely had a good push there. I thought we did a good job weathering it as much as we can. You see they got a couple chances, and we would have five guys around the net there, or around the net, sorry, protecting the paint, working together to get the puck out. They had a good push. It's going to happen. Obviously, they're down a couple. They got to, but I think we did a good job sticking together as units of five out there in the D zone and weathering the storm.
What did you think about the way Colton weathered the storm after that early goal?
Yeah, he played unreal. Made some huge saves. They obviously had a lot of chances there, and not only in the third, but he played unreal all game.
Now, were you shooting on your goal? Were you shooting for that spot, or how shocked were you that went in, or what was your reaction to that
one? Definitely was trying to go short side there. Yeah. I think everyone kind of knows Quick style, grow up watching him and stuff. So he's more of a down low goalie for sure. So that was just glad that one didn't go high and wide and wrap around. But Yeah, trying to go short side for sure.
Is this a situation where you guys are just maybe getting a little more comfortable and getting accustomed to teams making a push on you in the third period as opposed to you having to make a push on them?
For sure. I think we've been in situations like this a lot in a recent stretch, so definitely getting more comfortable holding on the leads in the third. You know, it's obviously really hard to win in this league, and you know, as a group that maybe hasn't done as much as we should have in the past, I think we finally kind of turned a corner and you know, learning how to close out games. You know, I know the Rangers had a really good push there, but you know, found a way to get it done.
On that shorthanded goal, it's not often you see a defenseman skate up for a puck like that. The way you've shot, the way you've played this year, does that add to your confidence in pursuing a play there?
Yeah, I mean, I was just pressuring up the guy on the half wall, so my momentum was going that way anyways, and then I saw Clouder pick it off in the middle, so you know, already had a little bit of speed going up that direction, so just try to keep it going and beat their guys.
Thanks, Matias.
Martina Samuelson, and we'll head over to Colton Ellis here. Well, Colton, I know you were excited to play in this arena, get a game in here. What was it like to play in Madison Square Garden?
It was unbelievable. I mean, it was my first time just being here in general. And, you know, when your first time being in this, a building of this stature, it's you're playing in the NHL, it was pretty cool. So just try to kind of take it in all day and just enjoy every part of it.
Did you kind of gawk at the building this morning and try to get all that out of the way before the game? So
yeah,
that wasn't part
totally,
of the game?
Totally. I got here a little early this morning for morning skate and, you know, just kind of looked around and got a feel for the arena. And it's cool when you get to kind of see all these cool venues that have been around for a while.
How'd you get yourself through the third period? They score 51 seconds into the period. They had the first 11 shots. They're coming. How did you get yourself through it to get the win?
Yeah, I think after, you know, they scored that goal, it's one I definitely want back, but you just gotta, we were still up by one at that point, so you just gotta kind of find a way to get through it, and I mean, that's part of hockey, that stuff's gonna happen, and just trying to do whatever I could to, you know, not let in anymore.
You just go next puck after a goal like that goes in?
Yeah, 100%. You just gotta kind of focus at what's at hand in the next moment and just kind of stay present.
What's that swing of emotions like when you go from knowing, thinking, oh, we have to kill 4 minutes here to protect a one-goal lead to, like, 15 seconds later, it's a two-goal lead for you guys?
Yeah, I think you just, like, you got to kind of reframe it into excitement, you know, and it's a big challenge, but, you know, that's why we all play the game. So you just kind of find a way to, you know, build excitement and energy from it and, you know, meet the challenge.
You hadn't played in a while. How tough was the whole experience of just coming back, shaking off the rust and all that?
Yeah, I think, you know, going to the rink every day for the last month and working on my game, not kind of getting complacent or whatever.
The Ottawa Senators have directly
But yeah, just coming to the rink every day and kind of trying to stay dialed in and work on my game, and was very excited to get back and glad we got a win tonight.
You haven't been in the game, but you've seen all these games. I mean, what's it like watching the confidence of this team grow over the last month?
It's been great. You know, ever since I think as the year went on, we kind of started to figure things out, and especially since, you know, December, obviously. But I think it's just seeing everybody grow and play to our identity. It was first kind of figuring out what that was over the first little bit of the season, and then now we kind of know what it is and what makes us who we are. So I think we've been doing a great job in that.
Thanks, Colton. Colton Ellis on the postgame. We have Josh Doan here. Josh, what gave you guys the confidence to get through that third period? Because they were coming. They score 51 seconds in. They have the first 11 shots, but you guys prevail. I mean, what got you through it?
Yeah, they're really good in this barn. Obviously, it's a tough place to play when they get rolling, and you can feel the momentum. But our group's done a really good job, I think, of late of defending leads in games and kind of packing it down when you have to and just living to die another day. Sometimes just gaining the blue line is all you need to reset. And Ellie was really good again for us tonight.
Back to your goal, did you give Samuelson a yell there so he knew you were there? Tell us what happened.
Yeah, he said he thinks the whole building heard me, but he makes an unbelievable play. He said his goal was to shoot it and break the guy's stick and get it back to himself. So when he has the rock right now, we kind of trust him and let him do his thing. But, yeah, I think that's one where you just got to let him know you're behind him, and he makes a really good play.
Playing with the lead again. we know it makes an impact in a game. What does it do for this team when you guys get an early lead?
Yeah, I think scoring goals first in this league is huge. You look around the league and teams' records when they get the first one, and that's something that I think we've had to establish is we got to find a way to get up and get in front of teams because the way the game's played now, it's so defensive, and teams kind of trap it up a little bit. So you have to get the first one and get them out of their structure, and that's something that's allowed us to have success.
You say you trust Samuelson when he has the puck. It's a double minor. The crowd's going crazy. What was that like watching him go down the ice and put that puck in
the net? Yeah, I think from the angle he was at, I thought maybe I jumped a little early and it might hit the outside of the net. But when he was celebrating, we figured it was in the back of the cage. And, I mean, that's an unbelievable shot and probably the best shot I've seen live. So tip your cap to him on that one.
What's the stretch been like for you? You have goals in four consecutive games. What's the stretch been like for you?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, playing with Krebs and Tom, there's a lot of space out there at times, and the way our D are playing, where we got five guys in the offense at all times, and you got to find your way around the net, and that's kind of been my focal point the last couple of games. I went a couple without scoring and had to get my way back in front of the net and in front of the goalie, and that's where I've kind of found the last couple.
You mentioned Ellis playing well. What can it say about a kid like Colton Ellis to play as well as he did after being out for a month?
Yeah, I think he's a real competitor, and you see it in practice. He battles with us every day, and he'll be out there till the last guy's off the ice. So he's a guy you know what you're going to get out of him every night, and when he makes some big saves like that in the third period, it just continues to build the confidence that we already have in him, and he showed up big for us in a big game.
If you think back to opening night against these Rangers, are there certain things that stand out as the biggest differences the way you guys look on the ice right now compared to then?
Yeah, I think confidence is obviously a big thing with us is learning that we can be a team that can win and push back a little against some of these teams with good players, but trusting each other and having fun on the bench. I think that's been the biggest thing is there's a lot of support on the bench no matter what's going on, and when you have that, it's easy to build off it and lean on each other.
You guys are feeble on the road for 13 games here. What have you guys found in these last 8-9 games on the road?
I think the road is huge early on, and we didn't do a good job of playing some road hockey, and there's a little bit different of a style you got to play on the road when you play a game like tonight and the momentum gets rolling and you got to pack her down. That was something I think early on in the year we didn't do a very good job of defending. So it's something as a group we've worked on and talked about, and I think you have to take that a little bit of a villain mentality when you come on the road and want to silence the crowd and have fun with it. So that's something that as a group we've rolled with in the last, 8 to 10 games on the road.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah. Josh Doan on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. You hear there from Josh Doan, Mattias Samuelson, Colton Ellis. All of our locker room reports brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? 5-2 Sabres beat the Rangers. Buffalo has won 12 of their last 13 games. They'll try to win 13 of 14 Saturday night against Anaheim against the Ducks. That is a 7 o'clock puck drop, and of course we'll have it for you right here on the Buffalo Sabres radio network. But again, look at the offense spread out. Doan, Tuck, Zucker, Samuelson in a whole bunch of different ways. Doan in front of the net. Tuck on a nice rip of a shot. Zucker gets we'll call it a lucky bounce, but he's in the right spot to do it with a power play goal. Samuelson with a hell of a shot shorthanded, and then McLeod, empty netter. So 5 goals, 5 different ways, 5 different goal scorers, and Buffalo comes away victorious here tonight by a 5-2 margin. And with that in the standings, the Sabres, as they go past the halfway point of the season, now 23 wins on the year, 15 losses, 4 in the OT variety, and that's good for 50 points. They would be in a postseason spot as of this moment. One of the wild cards, we'll update you on the standings here in just a little bit, as a lot of the early 7 o'clock and 7:30 games are now going final. But as of this moment, Buffalo is wild card number 2 with the 50 points and the 595 save percentage. And, you want to project the opening matchup in the first round? It's too early for that. Carolina would be the opponent for Buffalo if it opened up tonight. But, and they've got less games played than everybody above them in the Atlantic. Montreal has 2 more games. Detroit, 3 more games. And incredibly, again, Montreal wins again. Detroit wins again. Pittsburgh wins again. These teams in the East, it seems like every time an East plays a West team, Western Conference team, the East team is winning. Even just other scores, like they're not getting a ton of help on the out-of-town scoreboard here with a lot of these games, but it's still, you know, when you keep winning and you win 12 out of 13, you know, it's going in your favor. Bruins beat the Flames east over west. You know, that obviously didn't help. Red Wings over the Canucks. That's east over west. Hurricanes over the Ducks, east over west. Those were the three east versus west games tonight. They all went the east way. The east, top to bottom, much more solid than the west is right now, for sure. Three-point game with two east teams, Toronto and Philadelphia. The Leafs won in overtime. So, you know, you got some of these things on the out-of-town scoreboard that aren't going Buffalo's way, and they're still able to move up the standings because of this, you know, incredible play, obviously, that they're on right now, winning 12 out of the last 13. All right. Send in your tweets. We'll read some in a little bit as we'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Send them in at Brian WGR. Lindy Ruff is coming up. While we wait for Lindy in New York, let's get our final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors. Helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 32 for the Rangers to just 21 for Buffalo. Sabres only had three shots in the third, but one of them, a nasty one from Samuelson, one of them into the empty net, and just one other one. So quiet period for Quick. He faces two shots, lets one of them in from Samuelson. And that obviously was a major goal for Buffalo. Power plays. Each team had two tries. Buffalo 1 of 2 and the Rangers 0 of 2. Buffalo kills off the Krebs 4-minute high-sticking double minor with just 5:36 to go in the game. That was a big one there. Colton Ellis, the win, his first game in almost a month. 32 shots, 30 saves. Jonathan Quick, the loss. 20 shots, 4 goals against. And Buffalo gets the 21st shot to go into the empty net. Here is Lindy Ruff, live at MSG with Paul.
Lindy, your group faced some adversity in the third period. You gave up a goal 51 seconds in, and they gave up the first 11 shots, but you got through it. You won a hockey game. How did you get through that third?
You know, I thought desperation again inside our zone. I thought we got some real good saves from Ellis and a lot of people in front of our net, but yeah, you're right. We didn't solve pressure very well. We didn't handle it very well, which we've been doing a pretty good job. I thought, you know, again, we take a 4-minute penalty. Killing's been good, but one hell of a goal by Sammy there.
Ellis, he hasn't played in a month. I mean, what can you say about the game he got from him in this circumstance, in this building?
A-plus game, for sure. But we know he's, when we put him in, he's been ready to play. He gave us a great game. You know, he worked hard to get back and be ready, and I thought did an excellent job tonight.
What did you think of that shot by Samuelson for the short end goal?
Well, it was probably as good as any goal scorer. He might be getting the label as a goal scorer now if he keeps those up.
Were you surprised he was going? He took that to the net. I mean, Lafreniere kind of dropped off him, gave him some room. Initially, I don't think he was going to the net in that play.
I don't think so. I don't think he was until he saw that they backed off, and then he realized he's got some room and thought he'd throw one at the goalie. And you know, that's a goal scorer shot right there. That short side over the shoulder, right next to the ear.
Are you guys as a team? And I know you didn't love the way you handled the pressure in the third period, but just getting accustomed to having teams chase you as opposed to you chasing them?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, we've been playing with the lead quite a bit. You know, and when you've got the lead, you're going to see, you know, deep pinch in both walls. And, you know, that's the part I didn't think we handled really well. We didn't solve getting a quick enough position, and we allowed them, you know, those first two or three passes, which kept them in our zone. And I thought if we would have killed it a little bit sooner, we could have got out. But we've done a real good job with that. We got to clean up parts of our game. There's just parts of our game we have to keep working at.
Is Zucker's goal an example of you make your own breaks? Yeah, it's a break, but still, he's got to be there. If he's not there, you're not getting a break.
Yeah, for sure. I think when you look at the power play, we had two or three good looks before that. We started putting pucks in net, which is what we talked about yesterday and this morning, was, you know, the Thompson play backdoor, the Doan look. We had two or three good looks where we didn't defer to just staying outside.
You got goals now from Josh Doan in four straight games. What are you seeing from him?
He's a hound around the puck. Great at finding that open area around the net. He's probably got the best numbers of anybody in that small area around the paint. And when he gets around the puck below the goal line, he can take it from people. He can hang on to it. And he makes great plays.
You've won 12 of 13. You allow yourself to enjoy this a little bit?
For the next 5 minutes.
Thanks, Lindy. Lindy Ruff on the post game.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I am back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Paul Hamilton there. Love what he says about Doan. He's a hound around the net. He has been excellent there. Yep, he'll enjoy it for 5 minutes. The Sabres have won 12 of 13, improved their record to 23-15-4. In wild card number two, no matter how you look at it, points, points percentage, they would be in the postseason no matter how, if it ended today. All right, let's go back to MSG, get Paul Hamilton's final take. Paul, I want to go right to the goal, and the play that everybody is talking about on social media here is the, and my phone blowing up with what they said is it the goal of the year? Matias Samuelsson. Paul, this moment looks bad. They take a four-minute high-sticking penalty for the second straight game, and the Rangers, with all their dangerous players, are trotting out there for their power play. And before you maybe can even start to get worried, Samuelsson with an unbelievable shot.
Well, that's the argument I have with NHL goaltender Martin Brodeur. Why am I arguing with a goaltender who's playing the NHL? But I do. I can't stand goaltenders down like that. They're taught that. They're taught exactly what you saw there. Because, as Marty explained to me, the percentages say that you're going to make more saves if you're in that position. And, yes, you are going to leave the top of the net open, but somebody's got to hit it to do it. But he said numbers say that you're going to make more saves doing it that way than hugging the post or doing it another way. So I still, every time I see it happen, I go, oh, I hate that. But, you know, that's the argument that we have all the time, and he is an NHL goalie, so we can't forget that, or was an NHL goaltender. But still, you know, you got to hit it, and he did hit it. I mean, and that's the thing, and it's just a huge goal because look at how much better this team is at handling adversity. That goal, 51 seconds of the period alone, would have beaten them 2 years ago. That would have been it. The Rangers would have come at them, had 11 nothing in shots, probably scored three goals, and that would have been the end of things. But they somehow got through the adversity. You know, as Ellis said, he would like that goal back. But they survived being outshot 11 to nothing and having the puck in their zone the whole time. Quick basically just stood down there. They never did. But, you know, to be able to do that, I mean, and survive when that type of adversity and get through it. And then, you know, next thing you know, you've got a double minor. Well, they got through that adversity too, you know. And they're just, to me, they're just so much better at recognizing adversity, not panicking, and getting themselves through a hockey game. That third period was the Rangers period until, you know, Buffalo put it away on the shorthanded goal. But they got through it and got a win. And that's the important thing. That's the difference in what we have seen in the past.
Absolutely. Again, good perspective from Ellis tonight, Paul, because he obviously has watched the last month. And him saying, how funny is this? Like, I mean, he's barely been on this team, and he's talking about, oh, it's so great to watch our team grow and mature and handle third period. It's like he's been on this team for the last decade, Paul, kind of with that perspective that he gave.
Yeah, nothing fazes him. You know, His first NHL game didn't faze him. Having a long period of time in between starts doesn't faze him. This is the third time that's happened. And, you know, he just seems to, you know, go through it, and he doesn't get fazed by anything. And that's a great trait to have. And the nice thing is when you claim him off waivers, he's already done the minor league thing. You know, the that's all done. You know, the growth and all that kind of stuff. It's like he's either ready for the NHL or he's not. I mean, now's the time. And you have to find out. So you'd have to worry about, well, what, you know, is you're going to have to get more seasoning or anything like that. He's ready or he's not. And so that's the nice thing about that. And he knows that. I mean, this is his first opportunity in the National Hockey League. He was age 25 when he got it. And he understands that when opportunity comes, you have to be ready for it.
Paul Hamilton in New York, where the Sabres win it by a score of 5-2. Paul, how about just even on the empty net? We have talked about McLeod's speed before, but that was really on display to seal the game there.
That was pure hustle. That was pure, I'm beating you to the puck. Because he saw that it was going to get wide, but he didn't sit there and cry or anything else. He took off like he was shot out of a cannon and used his speed to get the puck first and put it into the empty net. That was just pure hustle. You know, that's all that was. That's, I want this puck and I want this goal more than you do. We want to win this hockey game and we need this goal. And it's great to see efforts like that. I mean, to see him take off like that and to be able to get that, that's great to see.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, now 12 of 13 as the Sabres now will try to go 13 of 14 Saturday against Anaheim. It's a real, real impressive streak that they're on right now.
And they get to come home now for five or six in a row. But, you know, they've been done pretty well on the road. They came in 7-1 in their last eight road games. It's now 8-1. So, you know, it's you know, they've done well, and they've done also done well lately at home, too. So, you know, it's just that they've been playing good hockey. And, again, you go back to, all right, what happened in Columbus? You lost a hockey game. How do you respond? Well, you respond with two wins. That's how you respond. And that's the right way to respond, and that's the way they did. They picked up the two wins. And, you know, before, again, one loss becomes two losses, become four losses, and that way. No, it's like you're going to have a bad one. You're not going to win 50 games in a row. You're going to have a bad one. They had a bad one in there, but they've responded with two wins.
Paul, thank you for your work tonight. Great stuff. Saturday next, Anaheim. Talk to you then.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here on the post game. Sabres victorious 5-2. Before we take a timeout, let's get our three stars of the game in. They're brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. Three stars are all Sabres. Ellis, excellent in net, star number three. Samuelson, a goal and an assist. One of the goals of the year so far. He's star number two. And Jason Zucker, a big power play goal, some good presence all game, star number one. The attendance at Madison Square Garden, 18,006. And Buffalo now comes home for home games. It'll start Saturday against Anaheim, 7 o'clock. We'll have the pregame on our flagship on WGR starting at 6. For all of our local affiliates, this is where we're going to say goodbye to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. And for all of you on our flagship, we got more postgame. When we come back, we'll get to our save of the game. We'll read some tweets. Send them in at BrianWGR. Get you the scoreboard. Update you on the standings. Look ahead to Anaheim. That's all coming your way. Final score from New York City. Sabres 5, Rangers 2. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening to the postgame show here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Budzinski carries it, fires a shot. Great save by Ellis. He fully stretched out to his right to stop that one.
He was busy down the stretch. 25 shots over the last two periods. He faced 32 in total. Buffalo victorious 5-2. That, our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 5-2, Buffalo over the New York Rangers. The Sabres have won 12 of 13. Again, they are in a playoff spot. Almost unconceivable, thinking that a month ago this team was in dead last in the Eastern Conference. The offense was doing nothing. The power play was putrid. Three goalies were messing up any sort of cohesiveness that was in the roster. The GM was doing nothing about it. And, you know, the building wasn't full. And the fan vibe, again, was very, very, very low. And suddenly, you know, on that road trip that started 0-3, the rumors started spreading about, was the GM going to get fired? what's going to happen? All of a sudden, Buffalo wins the back half of that six-game road trip. They went 3-0, and then they come home, and Kevin Adams is relieved of his duties. Jarmo Kekäläinen takes over. The Sabres, seemingly inspired, continue to play great. They win then 7 more, 10 straight, and now have won 2 of their last 3, so 12 of 13. And, boy, the vibe has changed, and suddenly, no matter who's in net, for the most part, it's been very, very good, including Ellis tonight, the third goalie who hasn't played in basically a month. Josh Doan, I'll quote Lindy Ruff, an absolute hound in front of the net. Matias Samuelsson is literally getting like Norris Trophy discussion with how good he's playing. We know he's probably not going to put up enough points to really be in the discussion, but man, he, in terms of what he's doing on both ends, tremendous so far. You know, some of these other players like Bo Byram, who started off the season so terribly and admittedly so, said that he was playing poorly. Boy, he's turned his season around quite a bit. You know, Thompson obviously continues to play well. Jason Zucker comes back, has an impact. I don't even think we've gotten the best out of Rasmus Dahlin yet in this season that has had a lot of turmoil for him on and off the ice. You know, and Buffalo's still not perfect. They still are taking penalties in the third period, back-to-back games with 4-minute high-sticking calls. You know, they got away with both of them. The penalty kill has been excellent for very much the entire season. And now they're in a playoff spot, which is fun. We turn it halfway. We're, you know, past the halfway mark now, game 42 of 82. And there's still a lot of hockey left. And we said it, the East is so jammed. If you have a bad week, you could be, you know, in a hole. But, man, right now, soak it in, because it's been a long time here over the course of, you know, a decade plus here that Sabre fans have watched a stretch like this. It's been very, very good. Okay, before we get to the scoreboard and the standings update, let's get connected with our fans now. Powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store today. We're going to read some tweets here. We're going to bring in our network producer, TJ Luckman, here for some of these. All right, TJ, let's start with Bleed Blue and Gold said, Ellis saved their hides in the third. Sammy with one insane shot. One title is not enough tonight. Whether it's going to be Ellis or Samuelsson in the room getting that big belt that they pass around.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Ellis worried me at the start there, but he really locked it down. The little schnozzles, as Paul Hamilton would say, around the crease, the chaoticness around the crease tonight worried me a little bit, gave me a little anxiety, but really good showing from the guy. He seems like he's finding his NHL game as he goes here. And how do we not mention Samuelsson? What a goal.
Amazing. And he said, I mean, a goal scorer's thought process. He says he's coming down. He's like, I knew what quick, you know, is all about. I'm thinking short side. Like, I mean, that is what a goal scorer would be doing. He's not just coming down, just barreling down there thinking, all right, I'm going to try to throw this at the, like, he's got a plan, which I like.
He's showing us a lot this year.
For sure. Ashton says Bo and Sam are the number one reason for this turnaround. I think there's other reasons, but you want to say that's the number one reason? I'll listen to it. Bo and Sam. What do you think on that, TJ?
Especially in games where your best player has not been giving you his best game in Rasmus Dahlin for maybe since he came back from Sweden a couple weeks ago. Having Byram and Samuelsson step up, I mean, Samuelsson's been doing it all year, but Byram, at least for the past month, especially across this winning streak that they've had, they've shown us a lot of what Byram, they've both shown us a lot of what they can bring to the table, but especially Bo Byram.
Yep. Bill's Sabres Vids says the last time the Sabres have won 12 out of 13, it was December of 2005. That was Briere and Drury's team.
Yeah, I was going to say that was the time, I believe, Miller was out for a while. Baron won a bunch of starts in a row for them, so that's a nice callback.
Yeah, good call there. Let's see, a couple of other tweets here coming in. Mark says, this team has learned how to win, but it's defense first. Isn't that kind of, TJ, what Jarmo Kekäläinen talked about? Like he said, you know, hey, one of the things is in the third now, we're not necessarily playing like we have to score another goal. We're playing to make sure that the other team doesn't score a goal. And then he says, then the goals will come for us anyway, naturally that way. And I guess it did tonight again.
Yep, and very rarely they're playing from behind. So a big problem of Sabres teams in the past, especially the past couple, I don't want to say couple, past 5 or 6 seasons, they've had trouble keeping leads in the third period. And across this winning streak, across 12 of the last 13 games, they've done a terrific job of locking things down in the third. Locking down enough in the third.
Yeah, I would agree. Sabres win 5-2. Thanks for the tweets coming in here as we get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. All right, what does it do in the standings? Well, let's tell you what happened elsewhere here. As I was mentioning earlier, a lot of the Eastern teams are just continuing to win. Let's get our drive around the league now, brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. And we'll go to the games that are underway right now. 8 to go in the third period. Predators and Islanders are all tied up at 1 in Nashville. 9 left to go in Denver. The Avalanche have a 3-1 lead on the Senators. There's a could be a Western team helping out an Eastern team there to help the Sabres in the standings. 6 to go with the first period from Las Vegas. The Blue Jackets have a 2-1 lead on the Golden Knights. 8:24 to go in Seattle in the first period. The Wild have a 1-0 lead on the Kraken. All right, all the other games are finals. Bruins beat the Flames 4-1. Pastrnak, one of the goal scorers, with his 30th of the season. Canadiens put up 6 on the Panthers. Montreal continues to win, 6-2 winners at home. The Red Wings continue to win. They beat the Canucks, another East over a West team, 5-1. Patrick Kane got a power play goal in that one. Overtime comeback win for the Maple Leafs, a much-needed one. Toronto wins in Philadelphia 2-1. The Devils continue to struggle. They lose to Pittsburgh by a score of 4-1 tonight. Hurricanes beat the Ducks 5-2. Remember, Anaheim is Buffalo's next opponent. That'll be Saturday at 7 o'clock. And the Jets blow another game. They are in dead last in the NHL. Rough season for Winnipeg. Edmonton comes back to defeat the Jets by a score of 4-3. Connor McDavid with his 29th of the season in that one. All right, one college football score to give you. At the Fiesta Bowl in the college football playoff semifinal, they have just started the fourth quarter, and it's a good one. So maybe after postgame here, that gives you something to watch on ESPN. Miami and Ole Miss going at it, and the Hurricanes right now lead by just 1 point, 17-16. Ole Miss getting the football back in their own territory again, down by 1. Still 12:19 to go with the fourth quarter, so lots of time left in that one. Whoever wins will take on the winner of tomorrow's other national semifinal. That is between number 1 Indiana and Oregon, and the two winners will meet a week from Monday in the national championship. So again, right now, Ole Miss with the ball down by a point, Miami leading 17-16. Okay, so there's your look around the NHL and the big college football game of the day. Of course, our score, Buffalo 5, New York 2, the final. The Sabres improved to 23-15-4 on the season. But as you heard, a lot of Eastern teams also won tonight. So what does it mean in terms of the standings? Well, Buffalo, as of this moment, with games still going on, they are wild card 2. They would be in the postseason, 50 points in 42 games. They trail the Penguins by 1 point. Pittsburgh's won 6 straight, so they are playing very well as of late. So the Penguins 51, Buffalo 50, those are the wild cards as of this moment. And by the way, the Leafs, who were down near the basement about a week ago, they are 6-2-2 in their last 10. They're only a point behind Buffalo. Now they've played one more game, but just keep an eye on Toronto. We know the talent that they have. This is not going to be easy for the Sabres if they're going to maintain a playoff spot. I think, Toronto is very good. You still have a team like Florida who's only going to get healthier as the year goes on. We know they have all that Stanley Cup experience here, back-to-back winners. So to me, I still think the best spot for Buffalo is to try to go run down either Montreal, Detroit, or Tampa. Canadiens and Red Wings have 56 points, Lightning have 55. The Sabres, though, have a lot of games in hand on these teams. 3 in hand on the Red Wings, 2 in hand on the Canadiens. But, I mean, again, look at the win streaks here. Montreal's won 3 straight, 7 of 10. Detroit's won 2 straight, 7 of 10. Tampa's won 8 straight, 8 of 10. The Penguins, the team in front of them in the wildcard race, 7 of 10, they've won 6 straight. So, I mean, not only is Buffalo hot, but the entire Eastern Conference is red hot right now. Other than maybe the Devils and the Rangers, everybody else has a winning record in their last 10 games. So it's a competitive Eastern Conference for sure, but Buffalo is right in the thick of it all here. And again, a homestand upcoming. It'll start Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Pre-game will be at 6, and we'll have it for you on our flagship WGR, and then at 7 with Dan and Rob on the call right here on the Sabres Radio Network.
I think something to know. I didn't mean to interrupt your closing of the broadcast, but something to keep in mind is that the Sabres will play the Montreal Canadiens 3 times this month. They play them next Thursday. They play them on the Thursday after that, and then they play them on the 31st. And that's the last, that's not the last game before the Olympic break, but it's close. They'll be playing all of these Eastern Conference teams in the upcoming month. They play the Maple Leafs, the Islanders, the Penguins, the Panthers, all the teams that are trying to catch them. They'll be important games.
Yeah, real busy rest of January, and a lot of them at home, so where they've played great hockey this year. Sabres 13-5-2 at home. So, if you want to, if you're excited about this team, like, there's home games next week. There's 3 of them in 4 days. So chance to get down to KeyBank Center if you are wanting to cheer them on and see it in person. The atmosphere in the building, I said it the other night in post game against Vancouver, it's been good. I'll tell you, here's the moment, TJ, and I know you weren't producing the other night, so maybe you didn't hear me say this. The other night in the building, when Vancouver scored 3 in a row and Buffalo's 4-0 lead went to 4-3, in the past, during a lot of times during this drought, it's been booing. After that third Vancouver goal, and you could kind of see the Sabres like over on the bench and Lindy calls timeout, during the timeout, the crowd is like sensing like, hey, we maybe need this help here. And all of a sudden, like, there was the Let's Go Buffalo chant just all on its own, and the crowd was really into it and cheering. And I said, I didn't even hear a boo. Any of the normal, commentary that you sometimes can hear in the building. And I think fans are sensing like, hey, these guys are giving it all they got. Like, here's a chance for us to support them. And then amazingly afterwards in the postgame, Lindy said it. Multiple players said it. He goes, that energy in the building there down the stretch, he said it helped them and gave him a big lift. So that's no surprise.
Yeah, that's certainly energy the team has been looking for in that spot for a long time. And it's probably the first time in a long time that they've really deserved that type of energy, because they're in the thick of a playoff spot right now, and this is really the best time they could use that support. And not for nothing, but Ruff taking a time out there is just as huge as getting that energy built up.
And the belief that has happened here, maybe with this general manager change, even though the roster is still the same.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe fans are kind of feeling the same vibe too, right? I mean, maybe that's where that positive vibe energy is coming from instead of a lot of the negativity in the building.
It really is great to hear. I wasn't listening to the game. I didn't hear that comment from you because, again, you said I wasn't producing.
Yeah.
But I was listening to the game while that was happening and could hear the energy from the crowd after the third goal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was noticeable for sure, because it hasn't been like that in the building. The fans have turned, and again, understandably so. They have 14 years of frustration, but I think the crowd was, I was crediting the crowd. I'm like, if you're in your car listening the other night from Vancouver, like, kudos to you for having that smart sense of like, hey, this is what the team needs right now. But when fans are believing and the team's believing, like, it's a lot more fun that way for sure. And why wouldn't you believe? It's 12 out of 13. Again, there's still a lot of season to go, but the potential to think about here what's to come with how good they're playing, understandably so. All right, let's wrap the postgame show up here. 5-2 the final. Sabres beat the Rangers. Want to thank our crew. You just heard from him, producer TJ Luckman. Thank you, TJ, for your work tonight. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story at WGR550.com on our flagship station's website. Paul Hamilton is our reporter in New York City tonight. Tom Matty is our engineer. Chopin the Bulldog on the pregame show. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, my name is Brian Colesdale. I thank you for listening. The final again from Madison Square Garden. Sabres beat the Rangers 5-2. Buffalo taking on Anaheim Saturday at 7 o'clock. That's our next broadcast. And with that, say goodnight. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Colesdale. This has been the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.